Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
To the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream.
Bound every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I'm so glad you're with me today. Today, you are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. I'm so glad you're here. And I want to tell you that we have a most exciting guest. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Why didn't you know me? I am so spontaneous, but you know what? I live on energy, and this next guest has lived on energy. And she's actually probably energized me and her together. So I want you to be introduced to the most amazing, the most spontaneous, the most lovable. Should I say her name? I know you, on Pins and Needles, if I had the drum roll, go ahead and do the drum roll for me, guest. Don't tell them who you are yet.
Do the drum roll.
To the most amazing Shelly. I'm going to mess the last name. Michelle. Did I say it right?
You got it.
Ah!
You got it.
And she is a speaker, an author. She is a certified life coach. And I don't know by the 323 is where? Where's that?
I'm in California.
Oh, you know what? All you California people, leave me alone. I'm on Long Island, cold, and y'all all warm and nice. So she's in California, audience, yet again, another one. Okay, so
yes.
She's amazing, and I'm so excited to hear about her and her business. So Shelly, tell us something about you. Introduce yourself and tell my audience all about you.
Well, I am really just a very down-to-earth woman who has an extremely huge passion for women and for women to feel as though they've been seen and heard, for them to feel like they're worthy. I love the simple things in life. I love to be able to go and go outside and sit or, you know, just watch some mindless TV and enjoy my afternoon. I love being by myself. You know, I'm friendly and kind, and I don't take too many things too seriously. And I'm a hardworking woman. I love to call myself your cheerleader, because that's what I feel that I am. I feel that people that I meet, people that I engage with, I want to see them win. And so I become their cheerleader.
Wonderful.
And that's pretty much all about me. It's
that's
real
amazing.
Simple. It's real simple, Edna.
Real simple. Real simple. Well, when I was going to school, they said, keep it simple, stupid.
Stupid.
Okay. So kiss. Mwah. I kiss
yes,
you.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that you're here. Share with us when you said that you keep it simple, you are a cheerleader. I like that. I like that, that you are a cheerleader. And I know for myself, learning how to be a cheerleader for myself took a lot of energy. Let's talk about being a cheerleader for ourselves and then for others. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, it took me a minute to learn how to be a cheerleader for myself because I believe that I kind of learned it backwards and I was a cheerleader for other people.
Oh, yes.
I think I was always that person that other people came to, other people wanted advice from. I was able to encourage other people.
Absolutely.
So I was always giving, giving, giving. So when it came to myself and being able to pour life in myself, give to myself, see myself, find my worth, I think it was a bit harder to be my own cheerleader than it was to cheer for other people.
Absolutely. And we're both life purpose coaches. You don't find that too much, okay? Because
right.
We believe
that's so true. So true.
We believe that you are who you represent. You are, if you're being your whole self, you can do business. You can mm-hmm. do whatever you want to do. You can be that, but you have to be yourself first. So
absolutely,
that's most important.
Absolutely,
that. So we agree about that. That's
absolutely. You have to be able to know who you are
yes.
before you can actually walk in anything. And so even if you want the best relationship, I believe it's so important for us to understand who were you created to be? Because if Shelly doesn't understand Shelly, if Shelly doesn't know who God created her to be, if Shelly doesn't know her purpose, her gifts, her talent, her destiny,
right.
all of these things, then Shelly is confused. Shelly is frustrated. Shelly is combobulated. Shelly doesn't know, you know, direction. And if I don't know those things, how can I give in a relationship? How can I properly direct my business? How can I pour my best self into my children? At the core of it all, it's still about who are you? Who have you been destined to be? And what are those qualities so that you can discover you and then you can be everything else? We got to get the core first.
Right.
Who are you?
Right. And that's really important in the, I don't want to say the word core again, thing, the core word, but it's in the crux of all things. It's all about you. And I teach about And I teach 9 continents. I've been doing it internationally for a while. And I teach about if you don't know who you are, how are you going to expect somebody else who you may be in a romantic relationship? And I think many people, let's talk about romantic relationships because I coach women of color. That's who all I coach is women of color. And we often get confused when we come into relationships with our bag lady, you gonna hurt your back, right? And you got dragging all these bags like that. Okay, we're gonna come into a relationship and we're gonna say, hey, babe, we're gonna take the flowers, you know, we're gonna do all that, you know, and we're gonna smile and then we're gonna be sitting there. Now, listen, I had a bad relationship with Peter, okay? And he cheated on me. He did all these things. And you ain't gonna do that to me, right? You got all these, as soon as you meet somebody, you grab that relationship bag. And you say, let me pull this over here and give them ultimatums. Can we talk about, you and I, talk about ultimatums in relationships? Let's talk about that.
Well, first of all, I don't believe in ultimatums in relationship because that puts responsibility on someone else to be able to fulfill some part within me. And so I don't believe in ultimatums, but what I do believe in is understanding and knowing my boundaries and understanding and knowing those things that I'm willing to accept. It's not an ultimatum for you. It's a boundary that I've set for me. And so the boundary for me is A, B, and C. And I don't think there's anything wrong with us coming to the the table and allowing someone to understand our boundaries. But the first thing that I always ask my clients when they talk about relationships and when they talk about how they haven't been able to find anyone and things like that, my first question is, do you even know the purpose of the relationship? And a lot of times we don't. We jump, you know, from man to man or woman to woman, but we jump from these different relationships and you have no idea of what you want in a relationship. All you know is, you know, my body is tired of being alone. I'm tired of being alone.
I
want somebody in my bed. You know, that's all you know. But there is no purpose. There is no foundation. All you have is fluff, sweetie. You got a bunch of icing and no cake. And so you want to build, you know, you want to build
it. It's true.
On a bunch of fluff. And so what I like to find out is
fluffy flesh.
You're building on flesh. Exactly. The fluff of flesh.
Yes. I love it. It's
so
true.
So what I want to know is, when you get in a relationship, what's your purpose for it? Be honest with yourself. Be real and say, you know what? I don't have a real purpose for this relationship. I'm tired and I get none. So that's all that I want. Be real so that when you come into that relationship, you can create realistic and firm boundaries on what it is that you desire at that particular time. That don't mean that that's what you're going to want 6 months from now.
Right.
But what is your purpose right now?
Right.
What is the end game?
Right.
What's the goal of what you're doing? And when we start looking at things like that, we find out sometimes, ooh, I don't even have a purpose. Let me step back and figure out, what am I doing? Who am I? Why do I even want this? We find out a lot of things about ourselves when we ask, what's the end goal?
Right.
What's the end game to this? What's the purpose of this?
Right.
So let's start with that.
Right.
I don't do ultimatums.
Right.
Because you're not going to be responsible.
Right.
For the things that happen in my life, my happiness, my joy,
exactly.
You know, my mood, none of that.
Right. And that's what ultimatums do, is ultimatums give them the power to now subjugate you to what they may even not even know what love is. So it's important
that
you said, what you said is so important. We have to unpack the bags. And I like the fact that you said, I love a simple life. I like to be alone.
You didn't say lonely.
But
I do like to be alone.
Exactly.
And my husband, he be looking at me strange, like, how you married and you want to be alone? I was like,
you didn't say lonely. You said alone.
That's right.
There's a whole difference. Listen, if we were biblical, Jesus had all the friends that he wanted. He had 12 friends, right? 12 friends. He said, listen, they all was tired at the Garden of Gethsemane. They were all tired.
Yeah, nobody stay awake.
Nobody could stay awake. You know, we done traveled all night. You all got this energy. And so y'all stay here.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
He didn't begrudge none of them. I need some alone time.
I need to be alone.
And he
practiced alone time.
He did.
It was a part of his regimen.
There you go. He practiced it. And see, that's what we need to do. When you said jumping from relationship to relationship, we don't give our time, our body's time to rest from the cords of, because let me tell you something. I learned this a long while ago. That when you're in a relationship with someone, boyfriend, girlfriend, and chemically you're coupling with one another, and chemically you're kissing and you're doing sexual acts, your chemistry is intertwining with those.
Exactly. It's crossing with one another. You wonder why you angry all the time because the person you laying down with is angry all the time.
Hello.
And so You might want to check on that.
Oh, well, you know, but you need to hush up on this because this is going to go longer than we're supposed to go on. But let me just tell you, you are hitting it.
You might want to check on that.
You're hitting it. You're hitting it on the head. Those are chords, relationship chords that you need to give yourself time, because anything that goes into your body, if you have a cold, it has to get out your system.
You need time to release that. You need time to heal.
That is correct.
You need time to heal.
To get that DNA out of you.
Yes.
Get that DNA out of you. Okay?
Exactly.
So that's why we walk around with these bags on, because we're not carrying bags. We're carrying condoms full of semen on our back.
Girl, look. I'm out.
We're carrying it around.
Down.
Okay?
You telling the truth.
We're carrying it around, and then we bring that condom right up front. Whoever we going to get to see next, and expect him to outdo that condom that's full of that, all that stuff. Going to outdo
that's
that.
Full of all that stuff.
All that stuff.
And now we want you to make it right. We want you to come in and make all of this work.
There you go.
Work,
there you
make
go.
Everything happen.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah. Yeah, we have to be able to look at ourselves.
Right.
We really do. We have to be able to look at ourselves
really
and say,
do.
What's missing in here?
Right.
You know,
and we don't need to fill it with somebody else. We need to fill it with someone else.
You need to find out where's the disconnect
right.
within myself.
That's right.
So that I can stop connecting with other broken
right.
pieces that only cut me.
There you go. When I was dating different people, you know, before I got, even when I was married, I two failed marriages. One was not even my fault. That was not my fault. But the second was definitely my fault. Okay. Cause I saw the signs, but my believed habits, patterns that I kind of conceived, things that I agreed to in the back of my mind, I agreed to them and I disregarded the signs. I disregarded the signs. I want to talk about when we know, as women, we know that something has gone wrong. Okay, the first sign. What keeps us where we at? Let's talk about that.
Well, if you
in relationships,
you know, a lot of times, especially now, you know, people are physical a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, than you know, times before.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hookups.
Yeah.
And so, as you said, when you're laying down with people, these different spirits and things, they cross over. And we really do get confused.
Right.
So we really can't logically sometimes look at a situation because we've
Clear.
Been tangled up
right.
physically, emotionally.
Right.
And so logic kind of goes out of the window. So we see the signs. But honey, he can twist me, flip me, turn me around.
Right.
Or we see the signs, but I'm so depleted from wanting love, because I haven't learned how to give it to myself.
Right.
That I'm willing
right.
to take a fake version of love
right.
so that I can pretend like I have it.
Right.
We have been so conditioned that we're complete when we have someone.
Right.
That if we go without a relationship for too long, we start looking, going, well, what am I not doing? And
right.
then we start dropping, you know, dropping the standards a little
right.
bit. And
yeah.
then dropping the standards.
Yeah.
You know, it goes from, he, you know, you got to have nice, beautiful teeth. As long as you got four teeth, I'm fine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I can fix the other four, the eight, other
right.
eight, or
right.
ten. I can fix that.
I got a good dentist.
Yeah. I got a good dentist. You know. You know. I remember, I'm a Generation X. I don't, what generation are you? You 60s?
I don't know.
What's, are you born in the 60s?
I'm in the 70s.
Okay, so you're after me. I'm a generation,
yeah.
I'm a 60s. I'm a Generation X. And so, you know, prior to that, I used to hear they you know, they've romanced and all of this. And I was like, wow, that's really amazing. I don't, you know, as a young girl, you don't know, well, first of all, you don't know what romance is. Okay, you see the cartoons, and they're, you know, running around, you know, on a horse and all. You expecting your boyfriend going to be doing all of this, so you get all of these misconceptions in your head, right?
We do.
The picket, the white picket fence, you got the two kids, no, one kid and a half and a dog, okay? You don't got right. You got one kid and one in your stomach, and then and the other one, the dog is running around, and the white picket fence, yes. And everything's great. But that's all you see. Mm-hmm. You don't see what happens when you get from the picnic and you go inside and there's a disagreement.
Right.
The thing I want to talk to us women about is that we get so caught up in the fantasy.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about fantasy.
But you hit it, though. You hit it because we watching too much TV. We watching too many rom-coms. You see what I'm saying? We watch it and we forget that this is for entertainment purposes only. But we get caught up in that because we want that. We want somebody to chase after us and say, you know, you're the love of my life. And I'm not saying it can't happen. What I'm saying is that relationships take time, effort, work, commitment, you know, give, take.
Honesty, that's right. It takes all of that.
In there too. But you taking a 2-hour movie and you trying to script, you know,
your whole life.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. But we are so stuck in the, you know, I want to run through the meadows and, you know, and I want the smell of fresh laundry as I go.
And we live in the projects.
You know, give me the flower, the flower in between my teeth. And we can have romance. I believe in romance,
right.
And I believe in love. I believe in courtship. I believe in all of these beautiful things. But I also know that life is life. People are people. And when two people come together, we have different experiences. We have different backgrounds. We were raised differently. We have different ideologies. And we're bringing all of these things into a coupling.
Yeah.
And we are not going to be running through the meadows.
No.
And if we
not
do,
if we don't have them,
we might, you know, we might run on Friday, but on Saturday we got to come on in here and clean these dishes.
You got that right. And we got to pay some bills, and we got to pay some bills, and we got to see about each other. You know, we got to be, and we got, you know, Judge Judy always says you have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Well,
we got to learn to listen, and see. Most of the time we listen. With the agenda of we gotta have a quick answer,
a responding.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it takes us, like, and I love what you said, entertainment purposes only. That should be on everything that's on television. Entertain. I know it should come up as a not a rating. It should be R rated, X rated.
Entertainment.
It should come
purposes.
Across the screen. Entertainment only. And at the end of the movie, it should come up. Entertainment only. Do not put this in your mind and keep it there. It's not real. You know, it has to be like cigarettes. You know, on the back of the cigarettes, it says, you know, Surgeon General warns this will be a habit. That's what needs to be on these movies sometimes. It really...
You know, and we need to stop putting... you know, fantasy expectations on our partner and learn how to enjoy their gifts,
right.
and what they bring to the table.
Right.
And when we learn how to enjoy one another's gifts and how to give to one another and how to pour into one another.
Right.
And when we learn how to figure out, you know, again, what's my purpose for this? Because
right.
if I don't know my purpose, then it's really not gonna make sense anyway. Because I need to know, is your purpose and my purpose
the same,
aligned with one another?
Right. Are we equally yoked?
Yes.
Are we equally coupling together?
Are we better as friends? People, you know, people have taken friendship off the table, and I don't know why. Why does it have to be, you know, either we bumping and grinding or nothing? Why can't we build on friendship and then from there go, hey, I think that we can take this into something
right.
else, or hey, I don't think we should try to touch that. Let's stay here.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with friendship.
Because we've gotten out the remember when we had the word dating?
Oh,
remember that word?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have dating.
I remember that distant word. Yeah,
that distant word. So dating, now, you don't. It doesn't mean you're sleeping with somebody. It could, you could have three people you're interested in. You don't got to sleep with all three. You can say, right. I'm dating to see who I'm with. Because one, you may not like, you know. Oh, he's a great friend.
I am collecting data.
Right, collecting. People have forgotten, male and female alike, have forgotten what the word dating means. It means getting to know one another. All of a sudden, I have people, maybe the homelessness has contributed to that. And unemployment have contributed to this quick dating situation. You know, this quick getting into, meeting somebody and all of a sudden they moving into them. Maybe that's why they have so many shows like, what's that one with the guy who, Liam, I think his name is, and he find people who have been catfished. You know,
I've seen the show before.
First of all, in my own right, I gotta see you, make sure you're real. Even if you're on the phone, I need to see what you look like. All of that. Why would I invest time, a year, 2 years with somebody online? It shows me that people have such a longing to be loved, and there's such
to have that root touched.
Yes,
you know,
and it's such a problem
because it hasn't been.
No,
and we fall into dangerous emotional situations when we depend on other people to touch that root.
There you go.
Now, again, don't get me wrong. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you should make me feel good. You should make me feel nice. You should make me feel beautiful. What I'm saying is you shouldn't be the reason I feel loved.
Right.
I feel valuable.
Right.
You know, you should add to the value in my life.
When we intertwine, we don't intertwine at the root. We intertwine where we met. So if you're on the branch, you're intertwining at the branch. Not at the, never at the root, because that root, it has to take sprout somewhere. So you're around that little piece there. Oh, it's growing. It's growing on my tree. So you're never at the root. And it always is a disappointment for many people that I've even coached, that they want somebody to meet them where they're not.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, I really think a lot of people don't know. I really do. I really think that a lot of people don't know that they're empty. They don't know that they're dry spots, you know? And so when you give someone the power to hold the liquid to your thirst, then you're in a very, very depleted, you know, situation. And again, I grew up with a single parent, and my mother married when I was around 12, 12, 13, something like that. But by that time, I felt like I don't need a, you know, a father figure. I don't need this. I don't need that.
Right, right.
And because that area had been depleted without me knowing, I was chasing after what I never knew, you know, that relationship was like. I didn't know that. So I was chasing after something that I didn't even know I was thirsting for. So when young men saw that desperation or saw that vulnerability, when you saw that, you were more than willing to hold a gallon of water, you know, in my face so that I can run for that and quench that thirst. When I finally realized, oh, I'm depleted in this area because no one ever nurtured that area. There's nothing at the root of that area. Nothing has been planted there. I had to come to terms with, you missed that part of life, unfortunately. It's okay to mourn that. Mourn the fact that you missed that, because you don't get that. It's over. You know, you're not going to be daddy's little girl. You're not going to have this relationship. You know, even if my relationship were to end up getting better with my biological father, which he ended up passing away anyway, but even if it were to build, I was never going to be Shelly, the little girl running up to her, that time was over. And so I had to allow myself to mourn that so that I could begin to grow something new,
right.
something different. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we're afraid to tap into that pain, to touch that pain,
sure.
because in that pain is the process of healing.
Right.
So people say they want to heal, but there really is no healing without the pain.
Right.
And so you have to be willing to touch the parts of you right. that need a healing
right.
in order for you to actually right. get it. And I think a lot of times, whether it's subconsciously or not, we don't want to touch that part.
No.
So we just keep piling stuff on top right. of it. And we're never, ever able to actually feed our soul,
right.
feed that root,
right.
because we don't want to tap into right. that pain.
Right. I want to disagree with you on the vulnerability, but I want to say it's not vulnerability because we should be vulnerable. I think
we
it's
should,
lack.
But
I
he
think
took
it's lack.
Advantage. He
I
took
think it's
advantage
lack.
Of the vulnerability.
Right.
That was
but I think it's lack. Lack is something that people can pick up on when you don't have something.
Absolutely.
Right.
And again, for me, I can't speak for everyone, but for me, it was my vulnerability at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I was vulnerable with the wrong person. So
right.
in my case, it was vulnerability
mm-hmm.
that you came and
okay.
you preyed upon.
Okay.
So, okay. but absolutely.
Right.
And you're right. They see those things.
Right.
They see, you know,
right.
those pieces, even when you can't see it.
Right. And
they prey upon certain things within that
right.
you're lacking.
Right. And I want to extend on what you just said on the part of they see that. I learned because I thought it was everybody else too, you know, they're seeking me out. And I was vibrating.
Mm.
I need. I want.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, not I want, but I need. I was vibrating, I need. And we are vibrational beings. So I was vibrating all of that until I decided, you know, that's not what I want. I want
mm.
this. I want that. I want this. And all those things stopped. It was like, is that all I had to do? Was
mm.
talk to myself and say, I don't need this. I don't, you know, I don't need that. I want a man in my life. I don't need
yeah.
a man in
right.
my life. It's a difference.
Right.
You know,
right.
because I'm happy. And should he come along, that's my pup.
Hello, puppy.
He's barking at whoever's outside. And should they come along, it's okay.
They're going to add to it.
They're going to be an addition. They're going to compliment
you're gonna
me.
Be an, exactly.
Compliment.
Because should I have to subtract you from my life?
I won't suffer.
I'm still going to be.
Right. Right. It's like a bank account.
And wonderful.
It's like a bank account.
And love me and valuable and all of those amazing things.
Exactly. It's like a bank account. You come and add to it. If you leave, I'm still going to have. If you came into my life and gave me $2 and I had $1,000, okay? I'm not saying it might be more. Okay, so you come and give me $1,000. I'm not going to lose because when you leave, I'm still going to have what? My $1,000.
I still have.
And that's
and
what
I,
women
yeah,
need
I think
to
that's
accept.
That's the point that we have to get to, though, where we look at things and say, these are not things that I need.
Right.
These are things that I desire.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I need food and water.
Right.
I need that.
Right. I need that to live. So you're not food and water. Definitely not. You know, you're an addition. But, you know, women need to get to that point, or should get to that point, not need, but should get to that point that I don't need this person.
Right.
I want this person. And be so complete that they're looking around, where should I fit? Like when you dress a Christmas tree, you're putting balls on in the spare places, and they come along like, where do I fit? Let me see. They want to find a spot to fit in to make it look even nicer. That's what you want for someone, to come along in your life in a relationship.
You want to complement each other.
Exactly. You know? I want to be able to sharpen you.
I want you to be right. able to sharpen me.
Right.
I want us to be able to move in the same direction.
Right.
I want us to be able to disagree in a healthy manner.
Right. Right.
You know, I want the entire thing.
Right.
I want us to be able to love.
Right.
I want us to be able to forgive. Right. I want us to be able to grow. Right. You know, I'm greedy. I want it all.
Yeah. No, and you want, and see, if we go scripturally, steel, what does it say? Sharpens.
Yes.
Sharpens.
That iron sharpens
iron. Iron, that's it. It sharpens Absolutely. Iron. So if you're Absolutely. Iron, I'm iron, we're good. If you're aluminum, I'm tearing you up.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? It's probably not going to work.
It's not going to work. We have to be... so careful when we couple, and I love the word that you said, couple. When we couple with people, we're dating, we're getting to know yeah. them, and that's not Absolutely. 2 weeks, that's not 2 months, because they even say the honeymoon period is like 6 months.
Yeah,
so how do you know somebody in 2 months, move them in 2 months, and then all of a sudden, I see it every day on court TV. I experience it with couples I counsel, and I'm saying, you don't even know each other. You're describing somebody that is not even the person I'm sitting in front of, and I'm an outsider. You know, I'm an outsider. Yeah. So
yeah, I do think that for most relationships, it really does take a little more time.
It does.
You know, there's always the exception because I've seen some.
Energy-wise, yes.
Yeah, there's always an exception. But for the most part, it's a good idea to take some time.
Yes.
It's Judge Maybelline who says you need to... Oh, I can't remember. Oh, dang it. She said something, you need to seek before you leap or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, judgment. Yeah,
judgment. And yeah. I think that we miss that part a lot because we're so into the right now emotion
right.
and the ooh,
self-gratification
and
today.
So we leap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we leap.
Mm-hmm.
And we leap without looking, without right. going deeper, without
right.
seeing, without asking
right.
questions.
Right.
And it leaves us right back where we were before, depleted.
Even worse sometimes, even in a worse condition. And I coach a lot of young people, young women who have children. And I work with the homeless population. So I work in a lot of shelters. So, and I tell them, I says, you know, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. Mm. And I know the statistics. The next guy you get involved with, your child has 30% chance to be abused by that person. Now, you may not think that. He's so great. But when you choose, when we get involved, we have to assess the entire situation. We got to say, if we got children, we got to say, okay. Let me see. You know, you said to me, your mother got involved when you were 12.
Yeah, she got married when I was about 12.
Right.
Yeah.
So she had to assess the whole situation, look around, say, let me see. You know, let me see. You know?
Yeah.
Some women Absolutely. Don't do that and say, oh, my feelings matter. They are, like you said, so engulfed. At that point, they are so engulfed in self-gratification that they forget about these young yep. vessels that they brought in the world that yep. can be molded and shaped and hurt by other people. That's mm-hmm. why it's so important to date.
Mm-hmm.
So important.
To collect that data.
Right. And so important to, when you couple with someone, like you said, take some time.
Mm-hmm.
See if you're going in the same direction. Don't mm-hmm. move him or her in. Let them stay at their apartment, you stay at yours. And I tell my kids mm-hmm. this all the time. No, you take your time.
Take
so,
your time.
You know, you may have things that you have to... You're a diamond in the rough. And the only way that a diamond gets shined is that they get under pressure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and you really don't know what that relationship is made of until
right.
there's a little bit of pressure.
A little bit of
because
pressure.
People see a little bit of fire and
they're out. They out. And it's not even a little bit of fire. It's just a spark, like a rock hitting another rock, and a little spark comes up. It's not even enough to make a flame. And it,
yeah,
you mean you getting upset about that? I said, wait till you really get to something tough. Like, should you marry this person and they become disabled? You got to take care of them. Now that's fire.
Absolutely,
that's fire. Okay. Yeah. Just a little flame here.
Is that something that you're really willing to do? And that's why I go back to my first question with,
what is
you
this?
Know, clients who desire to be in relationships and are saying, I can't find.
Right.
Have you ever defined the purpose?
Right.
What's your purpose?
Right. And then you have to make sure, and that's very important. You said it right. When you meet this person, first of all, when you go into a relationship, a lot of people want, a lot of women, now I'm just talking about women. Women at our age, you're a little bit younger, at our age, want to get married because we see the sign, it's time, I don't know. We want to get married, right? So that's in our head. But I always say, don't do that. Stay in the moment. Enjoy the person. In the moment, if you're on a date, enjoy the. Don't start putting together the wedding, putting together the gown.
We do it every time, and I laugh because what's so funny is it doesn't matter how many times I talk to women or how many times we say it. It doesn't matter.
Yes,
the minute we meet somebody, we like them, we vibe, and we like
It's true. And but you know, I've learned, and I used to do that.
The romance,
right? The ambience of that. But right. I've learned through dating. I've learned stay in the moment, enjoy that person. You know, you could be friends. You know, they might not click with you where you want to go, and you need to ask questions. You need to go on another date.
You need to go on another date. Questions.
Yeah, you need to ask questions. Who's your mother? You know. Right. How old are you really? You know. All those things. How old are you for real? Like, you know, all of that thing. You need to ask. Yeah, no. All the ID. You know, you need to see. No one does that anymore. And it's so disturbing because, and as you know, as a life purpose coach, you get here your clients are now sitting in front of you. And the only thing they're focused on, you know, they need to get a job. You know, they think, oh, I need to get a job. They come to you, I need your help to get me to a job, or I need you to help me excel in my business. But what did they end up talking about? Relationships. You know, George left me. They start talking about George. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought we were talking about, our goal was to talk about, but it always hinges on a relationship that's gone wrong. And then I always, like you just said, I go back to that question. Well, we came to see about you, but what is it that you are so hung up on, George, inside of you, that you need to be, needs an answer? What's the root cause of George?
Yeah.
Why are you talking about George and you need a job to live? Why are you talking about George?
What's at that root?
Right. What's at that root? And audience, I want to tell you, we're at 40 minutes. I don't know why Shelly did this to me. Okay. She did this to me. audience, Shelly's amazing. And you can check her out on her website, shellymache.com. And you can also email her at Shelly, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at Shelly, Mache, M-E-C-H-E-T-T-E.com. And she is in California.
Yes.
She does virtual as well as local. Now, I ain't gonna tell you her fees. She's worth it, okay? She's worth it. That's all I'm saying. Now, we want to look. Now, you know, audience, what we do in this second half, which was over 10 minutes ago. Okay.
I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry.
But we want to ask Shelly, if you were to have a billboard in California. Mm-hmm. All your own. What word did you put on there for a whole California to see?
Just one word?
Any word you want.
Any word that I want. It would probably be I'm worthy. And it would probably say I'm worthy because there was a time that I couldn't say that. So I would have my beautiful face, honey, with my smile and my hand on my hip, and I would be like, and it'd be like, I'm worthy. And just because I'm a little sassy, it might say, I'm worthy, boo.
Well, you heard it, audience. She all about that. She all about worthiness, all right? And that's what's important. Us being worthy. Women, we are worthy. We are enough. We got this, okay? And no matter what we do as far as business, as far as our lives, as in relationships, we got this. But we got to be, as what Shelly said, we have to be real with ourselves. We got to be first and foremost real. We can't ask nobody else to be real for us, but we got to be real for ourselves. Because they may just be trying to charm us, but we, if we real with ourselves, we'll be our worst critic, but we'll be our best cheerleader. Okay? So one last question. One last question.
Yes.
So what would be your last meal?
Probably seafood. I love me some crab. So I would probably have a feast of queen crab and snow crab. Oh, yummy. And maybe like a side of chicken enchiladas. I know that don't go together, but this is my last meal. I want it all, honey. And then top it off with a Dr. Pepper. Kind of slushy, because I like when it's kind of slushy.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm going to have to order me some crab now. You done started something.
So, listen, if you guys are in California, what town are you in California, Shelly?
I am in L.A.
Oh, if you're in L.A., I want you to look for Shelly. Walk up to her and give her this Pepsi. No, I'm sorry. Dr. Pepper slushy. And say, yes. I heard you on Keeping It Real on purpose. I'm giving this to you because I know you love it. Okay.
And I'm gonna be like, hey.
And she's gonna say, keep it real with yourself. That's what she's gonna tell you. She's gonna be real honest with you and say, keep it real with yourself. And then she's gonna bust open the crabs and start eating with no hesitation, okay?
Yes. Yes. Give me that crab.
Give me the crab. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking the time out to be with us tonight. I hope that you send us some comments. I hope that you get in touch with Shelly, because I certainly going to be in touch with her, because we had the most amazing conversation. And
yes, and for your audience, before we leave, for those who are still trying to discover where they are, please take advantage of my freebie on my site. It is 5 powerful ways to discover your purpose. Great. It is on my site at shellymache.com/freebie.
Oh, you hear that now. She giving away things now. Y'all can't deny that. When you get something free, grab it, take it, use it. Don't just take it. Please.
Use it.
Please use it. But I thank you so much for being here, Shelly.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it was really a lot of fun. And this will not be the last time. We're hoping to have her back on our Mindful Mondays panel. And that's when we motivating women like crazy. You think this conversation was on fire? Watch for Mindful Mondays on fire, okay?
That's my fire snap for you.
Thank you so much. And audience, thank you so much for listening in. Remember to like, subscribe, and to tick the reminder button to always hear the episodes coming after this one. Bye for now. And remember to always have abundance, love, and fun. Bye for now.
Okay. Recording stopped. Glory.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.